The University Tower Chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. We are rife with panelists and food today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
You're going to ask me how I feel today?
I was going to say that David Price looked really good in his start for the Red Sox.
Yes, and actually the game is on tonight.
That's right.
And I will be watching it.
Very cool.
Hopefully it will distract me from the situation with my bulbs.
Oh.
The weather has gotten very wet and cold, which means a number of things. We have deer on our property, okay, and I have been spraying regularly with my regular Deer Away products. However, it's been so wet that it keeps washing away, and because it's still cold, the deer have decided that they really like my tulips.
Oh.
So in order to make up for this, I'm going to have to spend a lot more money at local nurseries with a good chunk of my Ask the Professor bonus.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's only one.
My massive salary that I get from my Ask the Professor work.
Okay, you jumped on top of it before I could get there.
I know. Yeah.
There's only one question I had after that explanation. It's who's paying you?
I'm highly caffeinated
and
and disgruntled about my bulbs.
Yeah, and we're sorry that you took a little bit of a bad turn on the stairs too. That's unfortunate.
Yes, I was showing a prospective student around, and I tripped up the stairs near the student center.
That's not good. That's not good.
So I have a big gash on my foot.
Ooh, not good.
Would you like to see it?
No.
We'll take your word for it.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah, have another piece of chocolate. That heals everything.
Yes,
that's true.
Well, he's not a prospective student. He's probably coming.
Good for your arteries.
That's right.
But the student's probably coming here, and he seems very much a good fit.
Great. Fantastic.
Anyway, I will stop now.
To your right, it's Professor Chuck Hokett from ITS. I just clicked my phone. I'm not seeing any other scoring opportunities.
I'm sorry. I was dreaming about my bulbs.
Oh, yeah. So
my bulbs are fine.
Have you been watching the game today?
What's your trick?
I've been streaming. Okay. Had a commercial break. Did some work. Some clicked it on just in time to see Miggy's
home run. Yeah.
Solo
shot. Good.
Yeah, it was sweet.
We were cleaning up from our little barbecue we had over in chemistry today, and I walked some stuff back to the kitchen and got back to see him rounding the bases.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, well. It's a little chilly down there.
A little bit. They got some sun.
They did.
Chilly
get sun.
Is
they started
not
this time.
The word.
Yeah. Well, us northerners are... You know, it's supposed to snow today. My bulbs may be hurting, but they'll be fine.
If it's two to four inches,
your bulbs, and maybe we can bulb together.
If there's 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight, I'm just gonna eat my hat. I can't handle this.
I won't get out of bed.
My standing joke after this season is I want winter back because it was warmer and drier than this.
We have admitted Students' Day tomorrow. And,
what inning are we in?
Sixth, seventh, eighth.
Ninth. 4-0.
Really well done.
I'm doing good right now.
Real-time sports analysis.
I don't know if they'll play the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are going down.
Man, if there's one thing that unifies everybody.
Absolutely.
Everyone hates the Yankees. Right. Someone who I know for a fact hates the Yankees is Professor Dan Maggio.
I don't even know who the Yankees are.
Yes, I do.
Good answer.
Hi.
Thanks for bringing the baseball cookies, though. See, you know importance of baseball.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to renegotiate my contract too.
Are you getting?
I wasn't aware some of us were getting bonuses.
Yeah, right.
To be frank, the first thing that flashed through my mind, because I've actually been there in real time, I had to negotiate at one point with Dr. Vivian Dix, our executive producer, when she was chair of communication studies, and I was working for the Varsity News. I had to find out how much I was going to be making because I was technically in control of the budget. When Heather said what she said, I had flashbacks to negotiations with Vivian Dix.
You received
which
a stipend? Really?
Interesting.
I didn't even know you got paid. Did you get paid?
Anytime you have to negotiate with a lawyer.
A stipend.
It was fiddlesticks. It was. We were arguing over $120 or $122. Or I wish I was joking.
An hour?
Oh. No. Oh, that was for an entire academic year. It was pretty sad, but that's what I thought of. Negotiations with Vivian.
All right.
Things are well, though?
Things are good. Yes, good. Very good.
Excellent.
Having a good week.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
Perpetually optimistic about the advent of spring. I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And I thought a month ago we were about there.
Oh, yeah.
And then things went south.
Yes.
Oh, well, actually, went north.
Yeah,
went
I was going to say, not south.
I see that you have your UDM colors on. We can only hope that when the rebranding comes through that we still have red, white, and blue as our colors.
We'll
rebranding?
See.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We're being rebranded.
We're being rebranded.
I think, well, we know someone who wants it to be aubergine and probably silver.
I think that would be lovely.
Aubergine.
Oh, maybe we could have a Vera Bradley pattern.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's nice color on you, but
thank you.
Well, there's only so many things you can do with University of Detroit Mercy. We'll see. It looks like we got the big email today. The president said we'll have a big announcement. So whatever that means,
maybe it'll be Cardinal Scarlet, you know, and
you know,
something else.
Could be.
Red Sox red.
Yeah, Red Sox red. Red Sox red and blue. Actually, that's kind of what Jim's got going
I
on
know.
Over there. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Professor Jason Roach is here from Communication Studies wearing his Navy Field grounds crew shirt.
It's my little silent protest over the play to put in artificial turf at the corner.
Right. All we're saying is give grass a chance.
Exactly. Absolutely. Let the kids play on grass.
The current plan for the
PAL field? That refers to a baseball field, by the way.
Yes. It does. No metaphors implied. It's all about baseball.
Seriously, though, the current plan for PAL is AstroTurf?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're not calling it AstroTurf. It's some other synthetic turf.
And they're arguing it's because so many kids groups are going to be on there all the time. They couldn't keep up grass. That's the idea.
Oh, wow.
Please.
They can barely keep up the Detroit police with all the things they're supposed to be doing as Detroit police. So
much less, yeah.
Maybe they're
No, it's really a charity that's kind of loosely affiliated with the police now.
I see.
But
I see.
I play softball on one of their other fields, and it is perpetually...
Unkempt.
8-inch grass. The ball dies. You have to dig around to find it when it gets hit.
It's a good thing. So, it's baseball.
You step on the tulips. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't want to be playing golf on that either.
No.
You know, I've seen so much. Do we actually have a lead on when that's going to start getting built? I mean, they've been talking about
groundbreaking on the 13th.
Are you kidding me?
Really? Start or finish?
That's what the newspaper said.
Oh, I thought the groundbreaking was the 13th of this month.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah,
that's
possible.
The
whole thing, you know, the stands and everything are built.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because they had some very nice establishing shots from within the baddest bowl in hockey, New Olympia, or whatever it's going to be called before today's game, and that got me very, very excited for next year's Red Wings season. That should be a lot of fun. And, of course... the University of Detroit Mercy will be hosting some first and second round action in the men's basketball tournament at that arena once it's built in a few years. So
outstanding
fun stuff. You know what? Professor Diane Manica is back with us today.
Back.
Like the swallows to Capistrano.
More like band checks.
From the Department of Being Retired.
Yes.
How are you doing, Diane?
I am doing wonderfully well. I would be doing even better if Michigan weather were better.
Well, you know.
I left 84 degrees to come here. Yesterday it was 97.
That's all there is to
it.
Oh,
my God.
We'll trade places.
Yeah.
We'll go out there in your stead.
Not in my stead. Join me out there. But it's wonderful to be back.
It is so glad to
see
you. I'm so glad to see you here. It is so glad.
It is so glad to see you.
Whoever it is.
It is.
We loaded the bases this afternoon, and I wished out loud for a glam slam, and the students thought that was very funny, too. So I'm a little tongue-tied, but we are happy to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Also happy to have him back, Professor Dave Chow.
I never
College
left.
For Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. And you are doing well in this fine spring weather that we're having.
This is a Canadian summer. This is nothing. This is nothing.
This is a sauna.
I know.
Right?
I'm sweating. Well, in this room I am.
Well, of course. We're always sweating in this room, right? Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on the Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we were looking into a group of questions written by Michelle Horner. As always, Viva Las Vegas. And Michelle says, I have done some research into jargon and lingo. We had in railroad lingo, what's a birdcage? It was a lantern. Diner lingo, you remember what Bronx vanilla is?
Garlic.
Garlic. In vaudeville lingo, a booner, as per Daniel Boone, is a talent scout. And in circus lingo, we had just broken off with a picture gallery is the heavily tattooed person in the slideshow.
Or as we like to call it,
the sideshow.
A senior in art school.
So. Yes. Oh, that's awesome. How much ink do you have, Dan?
None. I'm a virgin canvas.
I see. How about we continue with internet lingo?
Uh-oh.
What is AIADW? Everything that happens on the internet is a regular phrase that's shortened to its first letter acronym. So AIADW.
All I want.
AIADW.
All is all right, don't worry.
I'll go with that.
I got to give you partial credit for that. That was impressive. Really, really good. No, it's all in a day's work.
A day's work.
Navy lingo. We got a bunch of ex-Navy here.
Yeah, right. Popeye.
What's a bag? Don't think too hard about this.
A bag?
A duffel bag?
It's not a bag, actually. Oh. But think maybe not that hard, but just a little bit.
It's a sleeping quarters.
A bed?
No.
A pillow. Quarters,
a dead seagull?
It's something that a person would wear. Suit.
Something I would wear. A bag.
Like a diving suit?
It's a flight suit. So, okay. I just think it's funny because
in the Navy.
In the Navy,
we have a flight suit.
Yeah. Well, they have the Navy.
Yeah, they do.
Blue Angels, whatever.
Naval Aviation. Yeah, that's right.
The Navy, right?
How about beatnik lingo? What's a person doing when they're quote hanging paper unquote?
Rolling their own joints.
Rolling their own.
Painting.
Reciting poetry.
Nope.
Hanging paper.
Publicizing.
Reading paper.
Advertising.
They're doing something illicit when they do this. When they're hanging paper. Something I'm getting a strong, remember Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks, Catch Me If You Can?
Forging?
They're forging checks, that's what they're doing.
Hanging paper.
Hanging paper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie, by the way.
Did beatniks forge a lot of checks?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Did they have any money?
I thought they were high.
That's why they had to forge checks.
Hanging paper.
Army lingo. What's a 30-day wonder? Yeah.
It's a leave time.
Your AWOL?
No.
R&R. A new recruit, a new enlistee.
Getting close.
After boot camp.
Getting close. It's a person. It's definitely a person.
30-day wonder.
First lieutenant.
Above private.
Somebody doesn't last 30 days.
You're in the wheelhouse. It's a reserve officer. So, you know, someone comes in, does what they need to do, and then just leaves.
What about in the wheelhouse? What does that mean?
You're close.
No, that's in Mayo lingo.
That's Mayo lingo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, where does that come from, really?
I don't know.
I mean, what is it?
I picked up a whole bunch of old-time
phrases.
You should
submit a question to ask the professor.
I will. What does in the wheelhouse come? Where does that expression
It's a comfort zone
come
thing,
from? In the wheelhouse.
You're in the wheelhouse.
Any etymologists on the panel?
Well, in the wheelhouse would
it could be a Titanic thing.
In terms of a ship, it's where you would be near where the controls of the ship are.
I was thinking, like, in the wheelhouse, like clocks and clockwork.
I don't know. I thought ship first, too, but...
Okay.
The wheelhouse is the bridge.
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought it was funny you were asking questions about using lingo at the same time.
How about, apparently there's a whole subcategory called coupon lingo.
Oh, gosh.
What's a peely?
A peel-off coupon that's stuck to the box.
That's right.
In the store. Yeah,
in the store.
That's exactly right.
Make you work for it.
Some British lingo. That's always fun. They're very colorful, the British, with these sort of things. What's a chin wag?
A discussion, a conversation.
A long conversation. Yes, absolutely. Oh, prison lingo. Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
Well, we use this phrase now. Well, I should say the students, the younger folks use this phrase a lot, but I believe it means something different in prison lingo. To be ghosted. What does that mean?
It means to be ignored. To
When your visitor doesn't show up.
When your visitor doesn't show up. Yeah.
The students say that's the sort of thing where you're texting or calling somebody.
That's
and
how people break up. The newer break
suddenly
up
they just stop contacting you.
They don't talk to them anymore.
For no reason whatsoever.
Tragic.
Being ghosted. In kitchen lingo, oh my, what's a queeze?
Bless you.
Queeze.
Something that makes you sick?
No.
Has something to do with Velveeta?
Not squeezing, but you're getting there.
Cutting?
Mm-mm. Think brand names. You're in the kitchen.
Cuisinart.
Yeah, it's a Cuisinart.
Food processor. Okay. Blending.
Never called my Cuisinart a Cuisinart. Yeah,
it's a food processor.
Kind of we're just out of that.
This is a queasy dinner.
Everybody go home and say to whoever's waiting for you, what do you think about some Italian queez?
Yes, let's queez.
I'm going home to queez.
What kind of queez are we having tonight? In hospital lingo.
Oh, dear.
What's a doc in the box?
Oh, it's one of those
a walk-in clinic.
Walk-in clinic.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Doc in a box. I like that.
I miss old Jack in the Box restaurants, though. We used to have them here, right?
Did you?
They're out in Arizona.
I have them in the Pacific Northwest.
Why do you miss them?
I just remember them. There used to be one on, like, 8 Mile and Grand River.
Oh, okay.
I remember going there. That's awesome.
How about some cowboy lingo? What's a valley tan?
Diane? That's what it was.
Diane is a cowgirl, so we got to give her some credit for that.
A valley tan.
A valley tan.
Wait, so I'm figuring that in the valley there's no light?
You're putting it together.
When you've been someplace where there's no shade?
No shade?
No sun.
Not necessarily shade or sun.
Dirt?
But there's no dirt. There's no of something, that is for sure.
There's no grass. Sour,
no rocks.
No bulbs.
No grass, no trees. Oh.
What would be important to a cowboy?
No horses.
Or hats.
Not horses, not hats.
A hat.
Water.
A saloon.
Chaps.
Getting closer with saloon.
Saloon.
No alcohol.
Whiskey.
I'm going to give it to you. This would be the kind of non-alcoholic liquor particularly sold in Mormon country. So when you're out there,
big time. Yeah. So it's dry. They're dry.
That's exactly
that's called
right.
Utah.
A valley tan stay for that, is what they called it.
Interesting.
How about we bridge over with some baseball lingo?
Hot digging.
I was quizzing my kids on this the other day, as in my own children. What's the golden sombrero?
Oh, man, is it Busch Stadium?
No.
It's a stadium.
You have to do something to earn the golden sombrero.
It's like three
strikeouts. And while you think about that, we're going to have to take a break. We are back with some great questions from Michelle Horner of Viva Las Vegas. And we're talking all sorts of jargon and lingo. Last question was, in baseball lingo, what is the golden sombrero?
Inside the park home run?
No, it's striking out every time you come up to bat?
It is, like, essentially, if you strike out four times in one game, then you win the golden sombrero.
Not something you want.
No.
Four times.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You said something negative.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. I remember Jim Price talked about it.
It's a bad thing. Yep.
It's a bad thing.
In hockey lingo, what are breezers?
Pants?
They are. They're hockey pants, of course. Dave's our ringer in the world of hockey.
Trust me, playing outdoor games, they're breezy, all right.
Oh, my. We really are going to all sorts of lingo. In the lingo of the people who like zombies, what are they referring to when they refer to an ankle biter?
A kid?
Baby zombies.
Baby zombie, yeah.
No, because I think that's what regular people, but in zombie lingo, it's something else.
Ankle biter?
They talk?
Crawling zombies.
The ones that don't have legs that are using their arms to...
Oh,
yeah.
Dragging themselves.
This is...
Oh, man. Okay.
This is a big deal. People are getting hardcore into Walking Dead.
I've got a niece and nephew that watch that all the time. And
I mean,
Walking Dead?
It seems interesting, but
and
I
then
don't
put
think
on Facebook
can...
their reactions to that week's episode. And I'm thinking,
apparently there was. The last episode was a real...
Cliffhanger?
Good downer. One. I don't watch the show, but I have friends who were...
Speaking of downers, did anybody see Scandal last night?
No.
Oh, my.
It was a real downer.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Jim.
This is a favorite show, Jim?
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows, yes. Okay. I love Kerry Washington.
Big smile.
Smile, yeah.
How about bartending lingo? How do you dirty up a drink? You should know this, too. This is a good
mixology. Don't wash a glass?
No, dirty means...
that is true.
No,
use it twice?
No mix. It just means alcohol, straight alcohol, or just a touch of vermouth.
You got to add something.
A dirty martini has lots of olives in it.
Ice.
Olive juice. Basically just brine is what it means.
Oh, brine.
But is it just a little bit, or is it...
I don't know.
I thought it was
usually a dirty martini has a lot in it. Maybe even a lot of olives or brine.
Some backwash.
Oh, the voice of alcohol wisdom.
No, I mean...
Oh, my.
If you go to Cliff Bell's, you can get Detroit Dirty Martini.
That's right.
And that has...
Shake it, Nestor.
It has. I'm ignoring the person to my right. And it has McClure's brine in it.
Juice.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's pickle juice, or the stuff they use for brining pickles. It's quite.
Oh,
it's
that
actually,
would be good.
In the last James Bond movie, Spectre. The
better
martinis
than bitters.
Ordered were dirty.
I like
not
bitters.
Not shaken.
Yes.
I really don't drink that much. I really don't.
You don't drink any less.
Breaking tradition.
I'm ignoring the person directly across from me.
That's easy.
How about...
Hi, Heather. Am I your new best friend?
Yes, you are.
How about police lingo? What's a Vic?
A victim.
Dog fighter.
A victim?
A victim.
A victim.
He's not a person, but an object.
Biker... Is it a... The communication device?
No, no.
Isn't that the guy that
the
played...
The car. The Crown Victoria.
It's the Crown Victoria.
Oh, yes. That was too easy.
The police cruiser.
My dad was a policeman, and I shouldn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Police officer, Heather. Don't be sexist.
What did I say?
You said policeman.
But he's a guy.
Oh.
So I can call him a policeman.
Well, this is going to be a good argument. Oh. Let's go for it.
This is not going to go well.
Diagonally.
He's ignoring the person.
Who's
left in the game?
Last question.
This is the other survivor here.
I don't think Michelle knew that we were going to be going down these roads. Since I know we're all avid CB users.
breaker.
Oh, absolutely.
CB, what's a flying donut?
A cop helicopter.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh my gosh. How do you know these things?
Nice, I guess.
Don't use the word cop. That's
derogatory.
That's policist. That's policist.
Didn't say cop man or copist.
It's copist.
Do you ever feel like you lost control?
There,
long ago.
There was a wonderful, an absolutely wonderful recent Facebook post recently. So I don't remember exactly where it was, but you probably could find it, where they had set up a refrigerator box, so a big box, as one of those classic, like, you know, Little Rascals traps with the stick holding it up, and they're going to put something as bait underneath. It was this giant pile of donuts.
Oh.
So the local police pull up and take a picture of their cruiser next to it going, like, to whoever set this up, like, we're really depressed. Officer Brown hasn't been seen in days. Oh, I thought that was really, really cute. People that can make fun of themselves.
So how did we do on the list of questions?
You know what? Just 100%.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
We like his grading style, don't we?
No cheating.
A little bit of help. A little bit of help. Just like our students asked during finals for us. Dear Matt and the profs, I'm glad my Muppet questions that I sent in last month were a good challenge. Boy, oh boy, were they. I like the topical subjects that from time to time, but I've resorted back to my usual ways. Below are 15 questions on subjects all over the place. Hope these will prove as challenging as the Muppets ones. Should anyone on the panel want a challenging subject, feel free to ask. I'm sure I or some other loyal listeners would love to tackle some questions in that category. Warmest regards, Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. Let's just do a quick around the table. This could be very interesting to give our listeners ideas. Think of something you could do as like a set of 10 questions on that would be fun.
Well, since I'm wearing a time turner, I would say Harry Potter.
Harry Potter would be a good one. That would be good.
We started Harry Potter. It was the last book we're doing in my young adult lit class.
Which book?
The first one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Philosopher's Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, you know, it depends on which side of the pond you're on. What other things would you guys like to see?
Tulips.
Good. Could have a lot of questions about flowers.
Silent movies.
I would like anything
stars.
That
silent
makes Heather
movies.
Happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Something about numbers.
It's been a while since we've had some math.
That's
stuff,
right.
So
we need some numerical entries for you.
I'm thinking with what's in front of us. Food.
Yeah, food's good.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of food.
Yeah. Particularly
kind of questions.
Chocolate.
I was going to say chocolate.
Major food group.
There's a lot of information on chocolate.
Jason, you've been kind of silent.
Agriculture?
And I'll say mineral, no.
What about fun facts about blood?
Blood's kind of fun. Blood's fun, too. All right, let's see what Frank's throwing our way. A certain TV show from the 1980s was Orson Welles' last appearance on television.
Mm-hmm.
What show was it?
Cheers?
No, he did the voice for the Transformers.
He did, but that was a movie.
Ernest and Julio Gallo?
No, it wasn't a commercial.
No.
It was actually a popular TV show.
Was he on one or all the episodes?
He was just doing, I'll be honest with you,
the voice.
He narrated a voiceover on a very important episode of this relatively important TV show. I used to watch it.
The A-Team?
No, it wasn't an action show. It was a detective comedy? Show. Oh, I'd say detective Simon? Comedy.
Oh, Moonlighting?
Moonlighting, yeah.
Oh, really?
Really?
Very well done. David Maddie.
Okay, the name of the episode was The Dream Sequence Always Rings Twice.
That show is very good.
It
very
was.
Fun. Very smart. So original, very super sharp, smart.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
On the TV show All in the Family, what was the neighborhood bar that Archie Bunker frequented?
Leo?
Chelsea's, Kelso's,
Kelsey's,
something.
Took a couple shots, Kelsey's, you got it.
But then Archie bought it, didn't he?
Did he?
Eventually,
yeah. He did.
I think he did, yeah.
And then that was the next. And Mira was the partner.
Yeah, that's right.
What are the two objects held in the logo by the Morton's Salt Girl?
An umbrella shaker and a shaker.
Shaker of salt.
Yes. The big shaker of salt.
Big shaker of salt.
To de-ice my driveway.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that confused me a lot as a kid. I know what salt is capable of, but why are you putting it on the ground while it's raining? It's just dissolving and flowing away. I don't get it.
Yes, my experience of salt in rainy weather is just clumping.
Yeah, exactly.
Period.
Exactly. In the early 1980s... Tom Selleck was a pitch man for a certain brand of cologne. Do you remember the name of the brand?
Chaz?
Chaz is exactly what it is. That's
the bulb queen gets
it. How would you know that?
Wait a second.
Yeah,
what does that have to do with Tom Selleck? I don't understand.
Everything.
Wouldn't you get Chaz Palminteri or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was the boy toy du jour at that time.
He did have a mustache then.
That's true. It's true. Early 80s. Early 80s.
Do they still even make that?
I'm not sure.
Probably.
I thought it all.
I remember one time when somebody gave my 89-year-old grandfather a bottle of High Karate for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
The whole family thought that was a stitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody had been hoarding that one.
Yeah, in the 55-gallon drums.
All right. I'm going to issue an ATP challenge on this one.
Uh-oh.
So we can sound the siren in the background in post. Mm-hmm. Without saying any others to guess, can you, as the first thing that comes out of your mouth, tell me what the third plague of Egypt was?
Jim?
Flies?
It locusts? Was not flies.
Frogs?
Nope.
Gnats?
Blood ran through the...
Jim said locusts. Is it locusts?
It's not locusts.
Hail.
That's not what it says here. It wasn't hail.
Bad TV.
The third plague.
Boil.
Pizza.
Nope.
Boils? Did you say boils?
There was a boil.
There was something about cold pizza?
Yeah.
It was not cold
pizza. Late
pizza.
Was there a golden sombrero?
Zombies?
No. Not as far as the Bible.
Maybe
one frog wasn't boils. Wasn't.
You guys are forgetting a sort of classic plague.
Frogs?
Here. Wasn't frogs. So the challenge has
water
not
turning
been
to blood?
Accepted.
Was it famine?
No, it says here it was lice. It was lice.
Lice.
Wait a minute, your Brenner is bald.
Lice like clean hair.
Oh, okay.
They do. And unfortunately...
We end on lice.
The lice had their finger on the buzzer, and it's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Manica.
Adios.
Professor Roach.
Peace.
Professor Tubbs.
See you later.
Professor Maggio.
Ciao.
I'm sorry. Every time I look over at Dave, I'm like, oh, do you get it?
No, not me again.
Professor Chuck Hunkett.
Ciao, bye.
Professor Heather Hovasquez.
Pray for my bulbs.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.